Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Healing comes in many forms, doesn't it? There's healing we need for body and soul. And, you know, sometimes I hear people say, well, Lord, I prayed to be healed, and I haven't been healed yet. But sometimes that happens because the Lord is healing us with patience and trust in Him, because we need that, right? Just like Job, and his faith was built and his trust was built. I've heard people say, well, Lord, I prayed for my loved one to be healed, and then they died and went to heaven. Well, golly, that's the best healing someone can get. Yes, we're going to mourn. Yes, we're going to be sad. But isn't that truthfully the best healing that someone can really get? Heaven, eternal life, every tear wiped away. We find healing in the forgiveness of sins, right? Anytime we confess our sins, and the fact that we live in this constant state of God's grace, we are healed and restored. Our shame and our guilt is removed from us because of the cross of Jesus Christ. We find healing in God's Word as the Holy Spirit works in our lives, once again to remove our sins, which is the greatest disease, and we are completely healed and restored from that. St. James, I love St. James, and James says, you know, if you're sick, if you're downtrodden, if you're worried, if you're burdened, whatever it is, come, have hands laid on you by the elders and the leaders of the church, have them anoint you with oil, and you will be healed. Now, that healing, like I said, comes in different ways. It's very often not what we really expect, but it's always better because it's from God. But it does come, not because our prayer is powerful, but because the one who hears it is powerful. And it restores us. The anointing of oil is a tradition, as you see, that goes way back to the Old Testament, actually. When kings were chosen by God, they were anointed with oil to cover them with the blessings and name of God. We are covered with the blessings and the name of God in our baptisms. So as we anoint with oil, we are not only marking ourselves once again with God, but we are remembering our baptisms and that we are His children. This last year has been heck, to say the least, last year and a half for all of us, right? With COVID and disunity and politics and violence and everything going on in our world, it has been really difficult. Even our churches, even our church here, are feeling the effects of this. Disunity, people leaving churches all over the world. Christianity is dying in our country, and we know it's dying rapidly. Churches are losing 30 to 40% of their people. We need healing. We need healing in our lives. We need healing in the vaccines and medicine that God gives us. We need healing and restoration from disunity and discord. Maybe that's grudges we hold. Whatever it is, we need healing. And Jesus gives us that healing. In the blood He shed on the cross, in His resurrection from the dead, He first of all destroys the greatest disease of sin in our lives and death, so that we will live with Him forever. And then every day, in His healing presence, with His hands outstretched for you, He walks by your side. He holds you and gives you His peace, the peace that passes all human understanding, so that you may live with the greatest healing of a heart that is restored in Him, eyes that look to Him, hope in knowing that you will go to heaven and you will live forever. May that healing be yours now and always. In Jesus' name. Amen.